year of 2023 together, so thank you. I want to welcome Jan Egan. Her name is doesn't have an extra A, it's just E-G-A-N. Jan is joining us as our new scribe. She is also the scribe of the Hudson Preservation Commission, and she takes incredible minutes, and that's what the least of her skill set, but she takes incredible minutes, and they've come in handy for readbacks and things like that, so we're happy to have you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So we didn't meet in December, as our custom. Misty and the executive committee held summer meetings to keep things moving during the month of December to the end of the year. We had some big financial milestones to accomplish for our ABO compliance, which we did, and she'll review that. And in her report, she'll share more about what we did in December. So I just want to give you a kind of a sketchy overview of where we were and kind of how a new way that we focused our thinking towards the end of the year, connecting and strengthening the connections that HDC has with power centers in Hudson, constituencies that contribute to the making of Hudson as a healthy, wonderful place to live and work, and we all know that's what we want. These constituencies include Hudson small businesses throughout the city and institutions including Columbia Green Community College, President Carly Drummer, Memorial Sloan Kettering, Kirk Neller, who's the chair of the board there, the Hudson City School District Superintendent, Dr. Spindler, and City Hall Mayor Kamal Johnson. And also, we hope to connect with Tom as City Council President, of course. The Hudson Police Department, Chief Ed Moore, and also Albany State and Economic Powers That Be in Albany County that have helped us in the past and that we would like to make a greater relationship with going forward this year. And also individuals who come forward who have a point of view or have something strong, burning, or interesting to share that they feel that Hudson should be thinking about. We'll be listening to them too, of course. We have in the past had interactions with all of these constituencies, but kind of on a piecemeal basis and not with any kind of great focus or enthusiasm. And I think we can build bridges in places to, you know, further supplement our mission going forward. So that's kind of some of the thinking we began to think about. She'll share a lot more of that in her report. And then, as you all are aware, last week 7 people were killed in 2 shootings in Half Moon, Bay, California, which is a small town, which I've been to, near San Francisco, not unlike Hudson. In Oakland, California, 1 person was shot to death and 7 were injured by gun violence, and 11 people died in Monterey Park, California. These scenes of agony and horror are something that we've all seen on television. I know you all watch TV. But it's increasingly too familiar in America. In fact, 39 mass shootings have occurred since the beginning of the year, 2023, which is the first 3 weeks of the year. And we face the fear of needless deaths from guns right here in Hudson. Some say Hudson has always had a gun problem and people get shot and killed. That's just a fact of life and a fact of living in a small town. We just have to accept it. On December 10th, shots were fired in the early morning hours, as I know you know, shattering the 3rd Street window of the Market Maker Cafe and hitting some cars. Nobody died in this incident. And on Thursday, January 12th in 2023, in a different incident, after shots were fired in the middle of the night, the Hudson City Police Department arrested a Hudson resident for criminal possession of a weapon in 3rd degree, a Class D felony, 2 counts of criminal possession of a weapon in the 4th degree, and other charges. The Hudson resident arrested has a known record, is a convicted felon, and cannot own a gun legally, but guns were confiscated. On December 13th, Common Council President Tom appointed a council member, Theo Anthony, to conduct a quarterly forum on public safety, which we look forward to hopefully collaborating a bit with him, Theo, on his mission to try to make Hudson safer. Everyone deserves to feel safe in Hudson. We cannot tolerate the death of even one person by someone who suffers from mental illness or anger issues or bears a grudge and has access to a gun. Efforts to make Hudson a safe place to live and work is our common responsibility. While it doesn't fit neatly into our mission statement, we do believe it's all of our responsibility, and with that in mind, we will be discussing how the HTC can contribute to making Hudson the safest place it can be for the residents, the businesses, and of course our visitors. Let's move forward with the meeting then. If anyone has any questions on that, I'm happy to take them, but if not, we'll move forward. And any comments on the minutes?
I'll just make a motion to approve them.
Thank you. First motion, second. Bill, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. And with that, we will move to Phil for the Treasurer's Report.
Okay. Phil's can be extraordinarily brief and without paper. Combination of unfortuitous events, which is our bookkeeper has been gone for the last 10 days, and she will be back on the 28th. So give or take the first week of February, I'll catch up on any written reports, which doesn't mean we're not on top of our numbers. Susan, despite being on holiday, did send a draft, but I'm not presenting it my choice because there was some incomplete data, and we can fix that real quick once she comes back. Basically, I think nothing of substance has changed in our financial position since we last met, other than we continue to make incremental interest on our portfolio. That puppy kicked off, give or take, July 20th, I believe, of last year. So we're not even at a full year, and I last reported $66,212 income. I don't remember whether that was November or December.
November.
We're currently at $66,000. That was $55,000, so we're another 11 grand, and that will continue. I've already been through the portfolio structure. You all know that we're 60% cash or cash equivalent, and 40% various fixed notes.